large stone gate I walked in the dead of night to visit his stone grave once more and do so out of sight. I brought with me a big bouquet of flowers he did love, daffodils and poppies too, for me to place above his grave to let him know how much I miss him every day, and will miss him until I die and love him come what may. I had been there time and again, but never in the dark. I did not know how to locate his grave, I saw no mark. There were so many graves around, all topped by big white stones. I wondered, did white represent the fallen soldiers' bones? Or did the white stones indicate the soldiers' innocence? They were so young when they were killed, they never had a chance. I walked between rows of white graves, they all looked the same. And in the dark I could not read inscription, date, or name. But did it matter then, I thought, just where indeed I stop? All the young men buried there were the cream of the crop of the dear land for which they fought and shed their blood, and then became the father's brother's sons, whom we mourn to the end. I stopped at a white grave beside the long stone path I took, but in the dark I could not read the name, though I did look. I placed my flowers on the grave and cried and said a prayer for all the soldiers now interred who for us did care. Enough to give up all they had, they left us here to cry over the losses we sustained when each of them did die. Ask not what grave your dear one has in that big field of stone, where our soldiers lie entombed, each of them all alone. For they're all ours, yours and mine, they did all in their power. So cry for all and say a prayer, and lay at least a flower.